From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The massive station fire in California's Angeles National Forest has been ruled an arson. Alex Cohen from member station KPCC in Los Angeles reports.
Investigators say fire creates evidence as well as destroying it. In this case, they say they found evidence of arson. The charred landscape of the Angeles National Forest is being treated as a crime scene and a homicide investigation since two firefighters were killed earlier this week. At least 145,000 acres have been scorched by this wildfire. More than 60 homes have been destroyed. So far this year, California has spent $109 million statewide fighting fires. On Thursday, six firefighters were briefly hospitalized after they were exposed to some type of hazardous material while battling the station fire. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.
North Korea claims it is making significant progress on enriching uranium to produce nuclear weapons. Dwali Saikaltal reports from Seoul, South Korea.
The North State media monitored in South Korea said plutonium is being weaponized and its uranium enrichment was in its last stage, giving Pyongyang another source of nuclear material. The reclusive state said it pushed ahead with its nuclear programs because of tighter international sanctions by the UN Security Council. In a letter to the UN, Pyongyang said it would not have fired a second nuclear test if the UN had not made an issue of North Korea's, quote, peaceful satellite launch in April. The U.S., South Korea, Japan, and other nations said the North's rocket launch was a test of long-range missile technology. The North, in the latest news dispatch, said it is prepared for both dialogue and sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikaltau in Seoul.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says he would consider a request for additional troops and resources for the war in Afghanistan. Gates has given President Obama a new report by General Stanley McChrystal, the commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan.
I expect if there is a recommendation from General McChrystal, there will be the same kind of dialogue that we have had repeatedly with respect to Iraq in the chain of command and then as it moves to the interagency.
Gates also noted that the U.S. strategy being used by troops on the ground is working. He spoke with reporters Thursday amid growing public impatience with the Afghan war. Two astronauts are wrapping up a spacewalk to install a coolant tank outside of the International Space Station. A piece of an old European rocket is floating near the space station, but NASA managers say that it's a safe enough distance away to keep the orbiter and space shuttle Discovery in their current location. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials gained 63 points Thursday. The Nasdaq rose 16 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Agriculture Department says the number of Americans receiving food stamps rose by more than 700,000 in June. The department says it was the eighth straight monthly increase in the number of people receiving government food aid. The average household received more than $293. Meantime, unemployment benefits for more than 1.3 million Americans will be exhausted by the end of the year unless they receive another extension. The National Employment Law Project says almost a third of that group will be in that predicament by the end of this month. California agriculture organizations are criticizing a proposal to roll back a Bush administration rule that eased restrictions on hiring temporary foreign workers. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story from Modesto.
The Labor Department says its plan would boost wages and increase safeguards for thousands of seasonal workers brought into states such as California to help farmers with their crops. It would also require that growers make greater efforts to fill those jobs with American workers. Manuel Cunha of the Central Valley-based Nisei Farmers League says that concept has been tried unsuccessfully.
Those folks that are on welfare and those folks that are on the unemployment rolls do not want to work in agriculture.
The California Farm Bureau says the administration should concentrate on getting a so-called ag jobs bill through Congress because it would benefit farmers and migrant workers. Some immigration advocates approve the Labor Department proposal, saying it would more effectively protect workers' rights. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
In Tokyo, the Nikkei average is down 26 points at 10,187. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.